A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
CSC football coach Jay Long joining us here today for a special edition of the Jay Long Show, a podcast version where we're going to dive into all kinds of topics around CSC football, the COVID situation affecting the RMAC, and the CSC football schedule and season that's been bumped into the spring, and just some thoughts on general state of college football and recruiting and a little bit of everything here, Jay. We've got a ton to talk about, so glad you could come in today and share some time with us. I'm sure your plate is pretty full, even though you don't have a season of games coming up.
You know, Dave, thank you for having me. You know, I want to start off by saying to everybody out here that, you know, some of the questions you asked today, I won't know the answers to. And right now, the world's in a crazy time with athletics, and a lot of it is moving, and a lot of things change from day to day, sometimes from hour. And one of the things that I've done as a coaching staff, when we talk to our guys, is we just got to prioritize things to give us some solace and some, I guess, really just to relieve some stress on some things. And when we sat down, number one is going to be the safety of our athletes. We want to make sure that our guys are safe. And our school has done numerous things, and we're going to do numerous things to make sure that our guys are in the most safest way possible. And then the next thing is we want to protect our guys' eligibility. And what I mean by that is, I know, you know, Khan put out an article, described it a little bit. It's on some of the NCAA websites and stuff, is that if our team plays more than five games, then that counts as a year. If our team plays less than five games, then our kids can all keep their eligibility. So that becomes priority number two, is we want to protect the eligibility of all of our players. And then number three is we want to get as many games as we can for our guys that this year will be their last year playing, and also want to protect them, and that means once again to getting, you know, five games somewhere throughout the year. So,
Coach, a lot to unpack there, and we'll get into the schedule here in just a bit. We'll dig into what the RMAC's looking to do in terms of the games for the spring, but first, you mentioned the safety for the players. What kind of stuff are you going through? Is it masks and sanitizers and things? Anything different or new or special with the guys, the football team?
Great question, and this is one that, you know, rightfully so. When all this stuff came down, there's numerous reactions, and my reaction was I was crushed. I was heartbroken, and because this is what we do, and my first initial thoughts are about our seniors, about our guys that are developmental guys that came into our program, and we said, hey, if you do this, you're going to get this 5 years later. And those are the guys that you know, automatically I was heartbroken for. Once you talk to the team, you know, then you find out that our team is just like the world. Some heartbroken. Some think that that's a great decision for, you know, the safety. And then others are like, heck, I don't know what this is all about. I want things to get back to normal. And really, it's just, like I said, a reflection of what our team is with the world. And what we relayed to them as a coaching staff is that's okay. It's okay to have those feelings. I can tell you, as a football coach for 20 years, that there has been very few days that I do not love to go to work. And through these past few couple days, it has been really it's been hard, because as a coach, kids look up to us for answers, and they want us to have a plan, and then we're going to go forward, and every one of us is going to hop on board for that plan. And with right now, with the way things are, it is hard to create that plan. It's hard on my coaching staff. It creates stress on them. It's hard on our administration. And things that we have done is just let the guys know it's all right to have those type of feelings. And as far as safety goes, my son right now plays youth football, and I hope someday he, you know, wants to play college football. And if he does, I hope he gets that option. Both my daughters are in the high school right now playing volleyball, and I feel very confident that I would let either one of my kids go play in the atmosphere that we've created at Shattern State. Part of the NCAA rules is that on Wednesday, so 72 hours before game day, you have to be tested for COVID. So our athletes, when we do start playing, will be tested 72 hours before the game, and the results have to be back by that Saturday. The other thing is that, you know, the NCAA put some stipulations in on insurance, and, you know, and then also, you know, we're going to monitor their symptoms daily. Face masks will be also used, and
temperature checks.
Yes, all of those things are things that we're going to do, and I feel like it's a really safe environment. And, you know, when cases do arise, if we do have a positive test, we have a plan in place for that with quarantining. And our school also has that. So I feel very comfortable about those safety procedures with telling our guys that, hey, you're going to be in a safe atmosphere. And then it's up to them to decide whether or not it is or not. And if they don't feel like it is, that's fine too. Every one of us have that right, you know, as an American, is that we get to choose, you know, what we feel is safe and what is not. So.
And for guys who would choose to opt out and maybe take the year off and come back, the NCAA's released a lot of new guidelines and rules and their eligibility. You talked about protecting and scholarships. Would they be able to keep scholarship funds that they have, and then that eligibility if they took a year off from Shattern State's team and then decided to maybe come back?
Yes, and their scholarships will also be honored for that. And NCAA, you know, has made that blatant. But even before that, and Dave, I can tell you, our leadership at our campus, there's some things when I wrote down some notes I want to make sure that I reiterate is those of you that have students in Shattern, listen to Nick Dressel talk the other day on his Zoom meeting. What a great leader. What a great way of talking about how our kids are going to be safe. Then yesterday I listened to Mr. Mack talk to our high school students. And once again, what a great leadership we have in our own schools, you know, for our own, you know, for my kids. And I feel the exact same way with Dr. Ryan in our leadership that he has provided on our campus. Once again, he has his priorities also, and his priority number one was the safety of not only our student athletes, but also our students. And I've sat in numerous meetings with him, and as an alum, I am very proud to say that he's leading our school. As an employee for him, I'm very proud to say that he's our leader, and I feel very safe about it. And he has provided direction, and all that direction helps is relieve stress. And if he can relieve stress on us, then we can relieve the stress on the students. And I think that those guys have done an outstanding job of being leaders, because that's what we need right now is we need leaders. You and I just talked a little bit ago about Scott Frost just standing up and talking on his press conference. Just leaders of people that they have a direction and they want safety to be number one. And then after that, we want to try to get things as normal as we possibly can.
Yeah, great to hear the comments from you on those leadership steps and things being taken with the school, with students coming back now, and then the first day of classes coming up on Monday. Head coach Jay Long of CSC Football is with us on a very special Jay Long Show podcast, updating the football program and things going on with CSC and within the team as we move forward here in the fall. Coach, I think I know the answer to this question, but how did CSC vote on the decision with the RMAC in terms of the season? What was, you know, your communication like with the players and staff? Were you, you know, hey, we're pretty confident we'll play, or we're pretty confident it'll go to the spring? Do you know how CSC really wanted to take that on and what direction they wanted to go?
You know, that's a great question. I think it's probably best I just let our administration answer that question. I can tell you what, you know, the way I felt. You know, obviously I'm a football coach. We do this for a living. And, you know, I wanted to play. However, now, you know, it goes to the direction of what we can and can do. And I can tell you this, I think all options are out on the table. If you ask me the question is what's the first day we're going to practice, I don't know that answer today. We're waiting on some direction here. We're hoping on on Friday that the NCAA puts out some direction on when we can start practicing and those type of things. And then also, you know, there's also some other communication yet. The Northern Sun has not given there what they are going to do in regards to spring or fall. And then also the MIAA has not, you know, said what they're going to do in regards to spring or fall also. So, you know, really, I just think that right now, to tell you, all options are open. And it goes back to that first piece when I told you to let me to be able to sleep at night. I had to prioritize things. And number one was safety. Number two was, is we want to maintain our eligibility of our guys and protect our eligibility, be a better word, of our guys. And that means we cannot play in more than five games. And then also we want to honor the guys that do want to finish off their career this year with finding them those five games. And by putting it in a priority like that, you know, I just think that our options are all open. And we've been in direct communication with Joel Smith and our athletic directors, and also Dr. Ryan, our president.
So the five games thing that's been brought up in protecting the eligibility, Coach, and with things all on the table, you know, do you know, is the RMAC plan in the spring to have the full conference schedule as it was set in the fall, maybe rearranging opponents and things like that? But do you know if that is what they're looking at doing for sure in the spring?
Yesterday, we had an RMAC football coaches meeting with just the head coaches, and that was about 2 hours long. And we all talked about a bunch of different options of playing. And at the end of that, we weren't at a consensus. I'll put it that way. And you know, and I think it's just because it's too early, and we're in such an uncharted territory. And one of those questions did get asked is, can we really play? Is it, can we even physically play 10 games in the spring and then turn around and play 11 3 to 4 months later?
Yeah.
My own personal belief is, you know, is that that's going to be really hard to do that. Then today, we're going to have another meeting. I'm at 3 o'clock. I have another meeting with our RMAC conference. I'm the chair of our football conference, and we're going to discuss all the options we talked about. And then that's going to go to the ADs, and then the ADs are then going to talk about it, and then they are going to push it on to the presidents. As you can tell, when I gave three different steps, and you know, I don't know how fast those steps will get done. So as far as what our team is doing on Monday, we have a team meeting. And what I'm saying here is a lot of the same message I'm going to be giving to our guys, is that, you know, that these are our priorities, and you know, we want to you know, to try to attack each one of those priorities. And as soon as we get some direction, then our plan will be formed. And we have a bunch of mock plans made up.
Yeah.
I am right now on my fourth itinerary for fall. And every
wow.
time we do one of those itineraries, I bring our staff in and we discuss those itineraries. So, you know, there's been a lot of meetings discussing things that never happened.
Sure.
And you learn as you go, and you know, we got to make plans. But as of today, we're having a meeting on Monday, a team meeting, and, you know, that's what we're going to talk about is what's next.
Head Coach Jay Long with us today to talk about the football program, the season in the spring. And, you know, you mentioned all options on the table. MIAA got thrown out there. NSIC, Wayne State's a school in Nebraska. Kearney is an old rival, a school in Nebraska, both within those conferences. Do you see it as even a feasible possibility that one of those two teams could end up on a Shadron State schedule in the fall or the spring? Or is that, you know, kind of goes to what Scott Frost said, and not as directly, in that he said, we'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime. But do you see it possible that schools from other conferences like that within our state might be options for Shadron State to play maybe a game here or there in the fall, maybe something in the spring?
You know, Dave, if you would gave me if you would ask me the question last November, if our season would be in jeopardy of playing, is there maybe an opportunity? I would have said, no way in heck. So I've learned that saying no way is not a good answer. There, I don't know that answer would be the best one. I know that when we think about, you know, the safety, that number one is playing 10 games in the spring. Is that safe for our athletes? The second one is that, you know, you look at a Minot, a Bismarck, an Aberdeen,
yeah,
a Wayne, a Shattern, a Black Hills, a South Dakota School of Mines is playing a game in February, a football game outdoors in February. And in order to play that game, we also got to practice about 15 to 20 days before that first game.
Yeah.
So is that safe? Those are all things that, you know, we're asking ourselves. And you know, we're going to find the best plan that's safe for the guys. And then also, still be able to maintain their eligibility, and then also be able to honor those guys that have bled for Chatham State for 5 years.
I'd be really interested to see what the conference has to say about playing those out-of-conference type of self-scheduled games like the Big Ten came out and said regarding what Scott Frost had to say in Nebraska. So maybe we'll find that out this week as those meetings kind of move along. As Jay Long again with us here on the show today as we talk about CSC football. And Jay, you know, irregardless of the number of games and protecting eligibility, whether it's five or less to protect everybody, or if guys opt out and protect their whole season, if CSC and the RMAC do play a full season, you know, some seniors could take a year off, come back, play another full season, whatever they decide. I wonder, have you had any, you know, guys make decisions yet on opting out, opting in? And we haven't gotten into school yet, but has anybody done any of that, any roster changes that are of note?
Dave, another frustrating thing that's tough, that it's unchangeable, it's just the way it is that I have not been in front of my team face-to-face for 5.5 months. And it's terrible. It's a terrible feeling for me because that's why I coach. You know, when you listen to the head coach of Old Dominion just put a great letter out. I would highly encourage you guys to Google it and read it. And he talked about, you know, why we coach, and the reason why I coach is to be around our players and to create the feeling for Chatham State that I have as a player when I played at Chatham State. And I want to create that in our next round of guys. And you cannot do that on a Zoom. I will tell you that it is too hard to have 130 guys on a Zoom and try to give what the feel of our team is.
Yeah,
I can tell you this for a certainty, is it tomorrow, our freshmen are starting to move on campus. The next day, our veterans are going to be moving on campus. And then on Monday, I get to have our first team meeting in front of our team together. And I am so excited for that. I cannot wait to be around our players and then give them some direction. Let's get back to work, and whatever that plan is that we create, let's go out and let's do that plan the best we possibly can with things.
Coach, moving into this, what is now kind of an extended offseason, but things still changing, no games, but I get the question a lot from fans, what will you and your staff and the players do now for the next few months? There's no games, obviously you're not going to be practicing all week leading up to games, so to speak. So, you know, what do you guys plan to do in the offseason? A lot of fans asking that question.
Hey, Dave, I want to go back a question for a second.
Sure.
When you asked about the opting out and those things, I talked about wanting to be around our guys. The other part of that is that when you're around our guys, we can communicate back and forth a lot easier. And, you know, we're going to sit down with our guys and we're going to ask them, you know, hey, what do you guys want? And we may find that the three priorities I just talked about are not what the whole team wants. Then, you know, we've got to figure out what's best for everybody. And if a kid wants to sit out, I respect that. I don't know what that kid is feeling like. I don't know. I will know when we start talking more and more. But you know, we need to honor, you know, as each guy's, you know, belief the best we can, and then from there be able to generate that plan. But do I expect people to opt out? I don't know that answer. Do I expect guys to say I'm all in? You know, I don't know that answer either. To be frank with you, but with saying that is that when we meet with each kid, we'll come up with a plan, and then we'll try to attack it the best we can.
Yeah, it's certainly a situation that everybody's really respect where the other side is coming from, be understanding, be flexible, and really just all support each other, because everybody's in this together as Eagles, as part of this program, and be interesting to see what that does come to be when you meet with your guys one-on-one moving forward. And then now into the offseason, Jay, I kind of joke with the fans that ask me that question. I say, well, I can tell you they're not just going to be sitting around hanging out. There's plenty to do as a football team in the offseason or in this situation you're in right now. And so why don't you fill in those fans and let them know what you guys are going to be up to here the next few months?
For lack of better words, the chaos that COVID has created a ton of work.
Yeah.
Our coaches will be busy. I've put together, lists of, all right, these are things we got to start brainstorming about. And obviously the number one thing is that when we get here, we got to focus on getting our kids to be, in line academically and attack that. Get them all the help that they can, help get our academic game plan, going 100%. Then the next thing is just the development of our athletes. That would be our normal everyday meetings that we talk about in regards to football schemes, and then also, ways that we're going to grow them as young men. And then the next part of that development is in the weight room. So those things, those won't change. Those are ones that we'll, continue to stress. And our staff's really good at that. And then the next thing is that, we got to start thinking outside the box for recruiting. When you look at our roster's primarily Midwest. And then we have a California connection and a Florida connection. And then this year we're going to attack Phoenix a little bit more. And when you look at our Midwest, it is the exact same as our country. There's states doing one thing and other states doing another. And right now, Colorado is not playing. And then I think Kansas is still deciding. But we're going to have to look as a coaching staff if there's ways that we can think outside the box to help with us with recruiting. Obviously, with Nebraska playing, Wyoming playing, South Dakota playing, are we going to be able to go to those games and watch those games and watch the recruiting that way? I sure hope so. Is what our plan is now. And then also, with Phoenix and California moving to spring, is there a way that that'll help us benefit us in recruiting in that way? Also, and then the same thing with Colorado, if they're moving to spring, is there ways that we can use that to our advantage and help us out recruiting? So those are really the things that we're doing the most. But it's going to really come down to that development of our players if we don't get to play this fall.
The recruiting stuff is really interesting, and I guess a good to know you can move forward hopefully in a somewhat normal manner with our state here in Nebraska, Wyoming, and South Dakota. They're playing. It may not change much in terms of recruiting those guys. Are you hearing from high school athletes contacting you that aren't playing saying, hey, I'm not playing this year. Are you guys still recruiting? How can I make sure you still notice me? Do you hear from a lot of players now regarding the recruiting hurdles that are presented by this situation?
Yeah, Dave, we do. It's just that other piece of when you turn on the TV or you listen, or look on any social media, there's a lot more questions out there than there are answers, and that's what makes things hard. And I think that's what makes the chaos that we see, is because when people have a plan and people have a goal and we have a mission, you just go to work and you go and attack that. When those things all get removed and the uncertainty falls in, that's when you get the fear and the not sure what's going to happen next. And some of those recruits are in that where they're just uncertain. They don't know what's going to happen next. And I can just tell you this, that that if you're good enough, you're going to get found. And if you're one of those athletes that needed that senior year to develop, there's still going to be opportunities out there. And, you and I have sat in this room numerous times talking about my recruiting philosophy, giving guys opportunities. And that's why we have a big roster. And we still right now have a big roster coming in this fall.
What a wild time it is in college football. As Jay Long, the Shadron State head football coach, with us on a special edition of the Jay Long Show here in August. Jay, you've added a couple of coaches to the staff, and let's talk about that too. Looking forward, moving forward, Ryan Wood and DeAndre Barthwell, fans of the Eagle defense the last few years, certainly remember those names too. Two absolute studs who've played for CSC lately. Those guys are joining the staff. How are they going to be fitting in? I saw DeAndre the other day up at the field working with some of the guys. Players can call those volunteer workouts and set things up and such. He was up there. Good to see him. Is Ryan back? And how are things going with those two?
Yeah, as a coaching staff, we've been back since about mid-July. I shouldn't say we've been back. All of my coaching assistants are back since mid-July. And it's been going great. I'm extremely excited to have DeAndre and Ryan, both Coach Wood and Coach Barthwell. Both those guys brought so much to the table as players, and I know automatically when our players listen to them talk, they're going to have that respect of them because they know that those guys have the resume to back up what they did on the field and be able to say, you know, when they give them advice, it's something they're going to be able to take to heart. Right now, they're learning how to be coaches, just like when they were freshmen, they're learning how to be college football players. And it's a fun for them. They bring a lot of energy to the office. And, you know, when you look at our staff, we're getting really heavy of guys, former guys that played here. And I think that's really cool. I think that those guys had a great experience here as players, and they want to continue to push that. And then once again, it goes back to that goal that, you know, as a coach, you know, we obviously want to win games. We want to win championships. We want to be with the top team in the RMAC and all those things. But also, I think it's real important to give those next round of freshmen, teach them how to be Eagles and develop them as young men also.
All right. Well, we touched on a ton here today, Coach. I think we'll leave it there for today, and we'll pick up with you again as this fall moves along. We'd really love to have you in and continue to update us as the news continues to come out and hopefully the schedule starts to get formed and you guys get a plan put together, and we'll be happy to visit with you anytime, Coach. Thanks so much for the time. Wish you, the team, everybody all the best here in this fall, and stay safe and hopefully getting ready for the season whenever we have the season.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate everybody listening.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.